A recent review from a federal watchdog agency found Alaska healthcare providers and administrators failed to correctly report and monitor critical incidents involving people with developmental disabilities. Critical incidents are events in which Medicaid beneficiaries are injured and require medical attention. Now, as Alaska Public Media's Kirsten Swan reports, state health officials are making changes in an attempt to close the gaps.
The review from the Office of the Inspector General covered more than a year of fieldwork and 59,000 medical claims. Deb Etheridge, acting director of the Division of Senior and Disability Services, said her office worked closely with federal auditors.
And we actually feel like this report from the OIG is really an opportunity or a catalyst for us to really make our providers aware that they must report all critical incidents to the state.
Critical incidents can be situations involving medication errors or instances where patients are restricted or restrained. They can include everything from broken bones and instances of sexual abuse to concussions, cuts, and bruises. And according to federal Medicaid requirements, critical incidents have to be reported to the state. But in Alaska, auditors found that usually didn't happen. Stacy DeWeber is one of the auditors who worked on the review. She says they looked at tens of thousands of medical claims, selected more than 300 for review, and found more than two-thirds of them were not correctly reported as critical incidents. That's important because state oversight is intended to help keep patients safe.
The state agency cannot investigate and take appropriate actions to protect the health and welfare of Medicaid beneficiaries with developmental disabilities when community-based providers do not report critical incidents.
The term community-based providers can refer to anything from group homes to family members responsible for a Medicaid beneficiary's care. The Alaska Division of Senior and Disability Services currently has more than 700 credentialed providers, offering two dozen types of services, from meals to transportation to specialized employment. Deb Etheridge, the acting director, says providers may not always know when a critical incident has occurred. And if a provider doesn't know something happened, they're not required to report it. Since it can be impossible to verify, Etheridge says, the state doesn't entirely concur with federal auditors' findings.
Well, there are 205 reports. We can't validate that of those 205 reports, the mandated reporters were actually aware of the incidents.
Still, the state is taking action. Etheridge says her office is making it easier to file reports and access training resources. The division is also adding new internal staff training and reporting processes, cross-checking Medicaid claims data and investigating events that might not have been reported. Hopefully, she says, that can help keep cases from falling through the cracks. In Anchorage, I'm Kirsten Swan.